This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever been out fishing and had your reel scream? Well, this guy has, Darrell Carpenter. In fact, he's named his business. His operation is Charter Fishing Service, reelscreamers.com. He operates out of Grand Isle. And, Darrell, we're going to get to fishing. We're going to get to shrimping. But before that, what's the weather looking like? It looks like that stuff is kind of offshore from you guys, but I'm sure the wind's going to be picking up a little later. What's it look like today?
Well, Don, we're sitting right on the edge of it. You know, the Gulf's full of rain, but it's dry here on the island right now, which, of course, we needed. One of my captains came back yesterday, and he wanted to know if I could go get a big bag of rice so he could just climb in it and then, you know, it'd soak up all the moisture draw off because it rained on us all day yesterday. But the wind's actually dropping a little bit. When I got up this morning, it was around 15 or so. The wind gauge says it's going to drop down to 10, so east, you know, mostly east, a little north in it, but other than that, I mean, hey, it was a good day yesterday, and hopefully it's going to be as good today, you know?
Got some beautiful days, a little hint of fall coming next week, and have some lows near that. Well, I don't know if it'll get that low as the 60s in Grand Isle, because you guys usually stay warmer than the rest of the state, but it's going to be a little bit of a pleasant change from what we've had in those mid to high 90s in the middle of the summer. What's been the fish of choice down there this week?
Well, that's just it, Don. There has been no fish of choice. I mean, the fall bite is setting up to where it's that early fall pattern that's starting to where it's pushing us into the marsh with the weather and everything else to start looking for these fish. And you're finding just a cornucopia of it. I mean, speckled trout, white trout, black drum, redfish, we had them all yesterday. And it's just a setup that you're going where all the fish are congregating at this point. Everything is all in one place, and you're having to slow down and fish them a little bit differently. The speckled trout, my God, I mean, I bet between our three boats yesterday, there must have been probably close to 1,000 speckled trout caught to keep what we did keep. There are shrimp everywhere. I mean, birds and fish chasing shrimp, you name it. But the problem is you're getting up into that estuary. So out of that 1,000 fish, we had maybe 120 of them that were keeper size. So, you know, that's between the three boats, that's what came back. And like I said, the black drum mix, we had everything but flounder yesterday. We didn't tag in any flounder yesterday. But that pattern will continue. I mean, up there in the marsh, you know, fishing those deeper holes and stuff when you can find them. And that's when you add in the black drum and the redfish with them also.
Are you fishing live bait, or are you using that Marker 54? What's been your technique?
The majority of the bite was artificial. It's artificial under a cork. As long as those fish are chasing those shrimp, you know, it's real easy to put an artificial under a cork and hand it to a customer. In fact, one of my captains was telling me yesterday that he was fishing a double rig, and the customer set the pole down over the edge of the boat, over the side of the boat to get him a drink. And when he went back and picked the pole up, he had a trout on each hook, just hanging it over the side of the boat.
That happens. That's when you are luckier than you are good. Darrell, the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival, they issued a statement, and I want to thank you for sharing that with me since this news came out. And, well, they might, because I'm sure this would be a negative on them to find out that they're selling imported stuff, a lot of that junk that comes here full of antibiotics and raised in the shrimp are hatched in some really horrible sanitary conditions in some of these other countries. And not all of it, a very small percentage of it, is actually inspected. So you don't know what you're getting when that stuff comes over here. Looks like they're taking some steps to help their vendors clearly identify if they're going to be selling imported shrimp at their festival next year to comply with the new law. You know, Darrell, I can tell Gulf shrimp just from the smell, if not the smell, the taste from imports. I'm sure you can too, as much dealing you've had with shrimp.
And the texture, Don. I mean, you can bite into a shrimp and you can tell whether it's a, you know, Captain D's or whether it's a local shrimp. I mean, you know, not to call anyone out, but so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and look, hey, kudos to Representative Connick for trying to put some more teeth into that law. You know, if people would ever see the back of the house, so to speak, in a restaurant, they would be shocked at some of the stuff they're eating. I mean, Louisiana needs a full truth and menu law, in my opinion, because it's not just the shrimp. I mean, you go into a restaurant and order catfish, and 9 out of 10 times you're eating some Japanese swine that they're calling catfish, you know?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, you know, and some people, you know, because of the price, they don't care. They'll choose to eat it. And from what I understand, it's illegal to try to ban that in any state. It's a federal law that they can't ban imported products. And I guess that's to give the consumer a choice of whether they want it or not. I just think it needs to be very prominently displayed on packaging, on menus, so people know before they get it. As long as if they want to eat it, that's up to them. But I think people should know so they're not deceived.
You know, and the sad part is, Don, look, I don't go into a seafood restaurant without asking, because most of them don't publish it like they're supposed to.
Right.
But the sad part is you're asking some 20, 21-year-old waitress that's probably never seen the coast, where does your seafood come from? And you get the dumbest deer in the headlight look. It's like, I don't know, out of a cardboard box.
Yeah, I don't know. Darryl, we got to go. RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number.
225-937-6288.
All right, till next week. We'll see you then. Captain Darryl Carpenter.